Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's April the 24th, 2015. This is my audio blog. Just driving to work on the Friday morning. A couple of thoughts I wanted to share. First of all, I'm married to an amazing woman. I'm so incredibly lucky to have her as my partner in life. She is an amazingly thoughtful, thought-provoking, informed, sensitive person with some really interesting background information to share. And that boo that she recorded yesterday and published this morning, wow. I'm a very, very lucky man to be married to her. I also want to say thank you to Black73 Cat. With a bit of a confession. Yesterday evening we had another problem with the dishwasher. It came up with the check water light again. Now this is about a week since I last tipped the machine up at 45 degrees. So people may remember I did a boo. Well, I was very happy about having found the trick with my Bosch dishwasher. Of being able to tip it up 45 degrees, and the drip tray then emptied out onto the floor, and then suddenly the machine started working again. I had to do that again, and then I decided that every 2 weeks, if I empty it every 2 weeks, it won't get to the point where it's malfunctioning. If I empty it every 2 weeks, then I'm managing the issue, managing the symptoms rather. It's been a week and it's misbehaved. So that tells me that Graham was absolutely right. The issue is an issue that's worsening, and will need to be properly resolved by a competent engineer. My tail is between my legs, and I am thankful to Black73 Cat for his insight and knowledge. Jana or I will arrange for a Bosch person to come along and service the machine and tell us what's going on, what's wrong. And hopefully prove Graham absolutely right. I'm sure they will, because Graham has done that job himself. Not for Bosch, but for one of their partners. I'm sure he's right. We'll get the guy to come out and fix it and all that sort of thing. Alternatively, I could go and grab Christian Warwell. He seems to be able to fix anything. What an amazing guy. Very interested in... I'm very much enjoying listening to Christian's booze at the moment. He's K_Warwell on Audio Boo. He shares a lot of his life on Audio Boo. He seems to be doing a lot of fixing electronics and stuff. I think he's fixing his freezer at the moment. He did a boo with his friend. His friend Mark, where they were playing around with a micro Korg. No, what was it? No, Korg micro arranger. Brilliant. Brilliant sounds out of that machine. Very inspiring to listen to that boot. Getting some good listens to Christian. He's one of the Minute FM DJs, isn't he? Yeah. What else? What else was it? Amelia, my daughter, got a distinction in her TAP exam, her grade one. Proud of her. It's really, really good. Amazing that she got that. Good on you, Amelia. Well done. Obviously, put the hard work in, and it's paid off. Yeah, proud of you, daughter. Now there was something else that slipped in my head, and it's gone again. Oh well, never mind. There's some random thoughts from me anyway. As I drive along in my mobile studio, as RTUK would say, quoting Paul O'Mahony. Oh yeah, that was it, that was it. I've had quite an interesting experience recently with Audio Boom. So I hadn't ever experienced the channels functionality, and I've heard Paul Hopkins talking about VIP Advisor, so kind of heard Paul and Claire talking about that, Claire Randall, but I'd never really experienced it. I think I even heard Fidden talking about it as well. But recently I subscribed to that channel, and it's really interesting to be subscribing to a channel like that, that anyone can contribute to. So you start hearing voices that you've never heard before, and you think, oh, that's an interesting voice, I'm going to follow that person. And I think that's probably how I found Christian, from being subscribed to that channel. But yeah, it's really interesting hearing them having that conversation and hearing all these voices chipping in that are people that I don't subscribe to. And it's a different way of discovering people from the method that I'm used to, which is, you know, I connect with one person on Audio Boom. Maybe it was RTUK. Maybe I connected with her, and then I heard her talking about Kawari and Thermal Satsuma, and then I started listening to them, and then I heard about McColgan, I heard about Omani Blog, I heard about all these different people talking, referencing each other, and then followed those people to those other people. Whereas VIP Advisor, those people automatically appear in your channel, or just any channel, people automatically appear in your Audio Boost stream, and then you can instantly, you know, click on their profile and follow them individually as well, rather than just as a channel member. Very interesting. So if anybody who hasn't experienced a channel like the VIP Advisor channel on Audio Boo, it might be worth dipping into that as an experience, as a little experiment, just to see. I wonder what channels there are that are community based, like VIP Advisor is. There may be some other communities that I'm interested in, that I could find on Audio Boom. It's a bit like Facebook groups. I'm enjoying Facebook groups. I can hear people talking about Volker synthesizers and people I've never met before. So the channel functionality in Audio Boom seems to be quite a bit like that. Yeah. So yeah, check it out. Anyway, I'm coming up to the 10 minutes. I don't want to break the SM2N rule. So thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.